And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
Good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Glad you're joining us on this very cool, windy afternoon here in Prescott Valley, where I'm here with Bill Monroe in the studio taking care of business. And we got a great show for you today. Lots of good things going on. Shout out to our Northern Arizona Sons. They had Kids Day today. So for those kids that went out and just had a good time at a basketball game, watching some fun, shooting some hoops, good deal to get the kids out doing something a little different out of the classroom and exposing them to the great sports we have in Prescott Valley. So, you know, kudos to the Suns for a lot of fun and bringing in the kids. So we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to have more Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And you're listening to, with Marnie and Bill, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and worldwide on KQNA.com.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
The two new Fast Play games from the Arizona Lottery are fast to play and easy to win. Try the $2 Lots of 50s and Casino Cash. The first $10 Fast Play game that comes with four casino-themed games in one and a chance to win $100,000 instantly. Play Fast Play at any Arizona Lottery retailer today.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We were just talking about calendars and how we just haven't been inundated with calendars like we've had in the past. And Bill Monroe and I were discussing that we, you know, had to go out and purchase calendars. But it's something that you really can't live without, and I don't care. Bill Steitler's joining me from Mountain Institute CTED. We'll talk a little bit about the name change there when we come back onto the topic, because we're just talking about calendars. How about you guys? I mean, do you get calendars at your office?
Do you buy them?
We
get a few. We've gotten some of the wall calendars that you hang up, and then we've gotten state FA program typically sends us out a couple. So I've gotten a number of calendars.
Oh, okay. Well, you're lucky. They love you. I'm just everybody's best friend because I'm buying them all now. But, you know, then we can customize them to everybody's office. And that's what we did this year. Everybody had their office and what are they passionate about. And, of course, I love Paris. And so I have Paris. And Gloria has, you know, nice, wonderful quotes. And so we just have fun. And so, anyway, back off the topic of calendars. Bill Steitler, he is the CEO of Mountain Institute and now known as CTED, Career and Technical Education District. And Bill, you had been telling me that it was formerly known as JTED.
That's correct.
Joint Technical Education District.
Right.
So what happened? When was the change?
The change became official through the Arizona Department of Education July 1st of this past year.
Oh, okay.
So there was a transition, and the state felt like there was some confusion between Joint Technical Education District and what they call joint school districts within the state. So they wanted to rebrand the JTEDs to CTEDs and felt like Career and Technical Education District more appropriately described the services that we were providing to our member districts and our students.
Mm-hmm. Now, that legislation, that changed the programming at all or what your mission is that you provide to the...
No, basically it was really just a name change.
Oh, okay.
So none of the structure of the JTEDs, as we were known previously, was changed. None of our programs have changed. It was just strictly a name change.
Right.
That and another acronym for us to get used to using.
And to change on all your shirts and all your stuff.
Right. So
on your shirt now,
yes.
CTED.
And all of our marketing materials had to be redone as well. So, I mean, there's a process. We still have a little bit of branding to do. If mm-hmm. you go by some of our campuses, some of the signs still say JTED on them, but it's all one and the same.
Okay. Sounds like an expensive decision. But anyway, CTED, Career Technical Education District.
That is correct.
You know, you've always been, I remember in the very beginning, part of the committee that got the JTED Mountain Institute on the ballot to approve for how long has it been now? I feel like it was early on when I got here, so 2007 in there.
And that,
you know, when we established our JTED here, which to me was one of the best things that we've ever done, and the voters voted for it. So it's come a long way in all those years. And now tell us a little bit about it, where you are now.
Well, I think that CTEDs are an asset to the community, and I think that it's also one of those undiscovered wonders within a community that the people who are familiar with it really understand the value. But the programming that we offer to our students really give them opportunities as they look at career and college choices moving forward. It's not just about the program itself, or that they're going to necessarily pursue that as a career, but it gives them options when they graduate high school so that they can move on in whatever direction, be it secondary education and post-secondary education, so that they can pursue a career. But I also say in a lot of our programming, we have students who think that may be the direction they want to go. Once they get far enough into it, they realize that they might have to adjust their career paths along the way, which to me is just as important for them as it is to know definitely that's what they want to do while they're still mm-hmm. in high school. So it gives them options and opportunities, not really to explore, but to find out if that is a passion or possibly It will be, we have some students who are using their credentials now to help pay for college and their career path that they ultimately want to be on.
So is the CTED specifically focused on high school students?
Yes. Okay. We all of our programming is geared towards the high school student and providing them more options while they're in high school. Almost all of our programs have some amount of dual or concurrent enrollment with Yavapai College.
Okay.
So they're getting college credit based on the program they're in. And every program that we have currently 22 programs in place for students.
Wow.
And all 22 of those programs provide some type of either state industry certifications and then college credit as well for
okay.
the students.
Okay, because I was going to, my next question was, is there a degree associated with completing a CTED, CTEC program? But you say there's college credits that work towards the degree and
yes.
the certifications
right.
in a particular area.
And it depends there again. You have to get, it depends on the program because it's very specific. In some cases, they're actually getting certifications out through Yavapai College.
Okay.
Other times, the students are getting industry certifications that are directly related to the industry they're wanting to go into. So the certification process is a little bit different depending on the program itself.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned 22
yes.
different programs. Why don't you share a little bit about those with us?
Well, we go.
Because to me, that's amazing.
Well,
an opportunity for high school students to kind of look at different industries and have a chance to start out in it and see if that's going to work for them.
Right. And not only that, but then it also expedites if they're going to post-secondary education, be it an associate's program or even a bachelor's program. It depends on what their career interest is. Then they can acquire credits that will help them along the way and stop, or so they don't have to attend so many. They get credits that they can accumulate towards their ultimate degree, depending on what that is.
Right, right.
And then, of course, where they transfer to and all that, it depends on transfer credit. So, I mean, it's a process for them, and if you've got a student that has a roadmap of where they want to be, it can drastically shorten that roadmap for them.
Wow.
So there's a lot
That's
of
great.
Advantages.
And it's cost-effective.
It is. It's cost-effective for the students and for the parents. But anytime you're looking at programs like this and college credit, I'm into doing a lot of counseling through our offices. So if there's questions, so that we can work with the member districts, and a lot of our programs are sponsored on member district sites. So it's not just what we do as a central campus. We operate satellite programs. We've got network marketing and network technology. Some of the high schools will be adding in cybersecurity this coming fall. We have accounting programs, business and management systems, ROTC. All those programs are on the high school campuses. And then
right.
we do what we call our central campus programs. And that's where the students come from their member district. We service all of the local school districts, including the charters, and the homeschool students are also all mm-hmm. eligible to participate in our programs. So we work with all of those individuals and entities to provide programming at what we call central campus location. So we work with Yavapai College at the CTEC campus over off Ruger Road. We work with the Prescott Valley campus, most of our allied health programs are done through Yavapai College over at the, what we call PB 40.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have our culinary program that is over in Prescott Valley in the Entertainment District in the old Fuddruckers. And we also have our campus that is over off of Center Point Drive that we're also running some allied health programs through. And hopefully it'll be the location where we'll bring on our construction trades program for the fall of this coming year.
Wow. Wow, such an opportunity for kids. We talked about cost-effective and affordable. How much does it cost to take classes through? I got to say this right because I get confused with CTEC. CTED.
There are no costs to the students. Basically, we pick up all costs for the students to participate in the program. We also pay for industry testing. So if there is an industry test that is associated with their program of study, then we also pay for those testing as well. So the students really, there are no out-of-pocket expenses to the students to come to the program. College coursework, obviously we work in partnership with the college. And then those funds that would be required for tuition is paid through our program.
That's what we wanted to hear. I wanted to put that out there in the universe to our kids and our families out there. And how am I going to pay for things? Well, here's an opportunity to get your kids introduced to various programs and industries that you might not sure where they're going to go, when they're especially if they're unsure. So amazing. Do you have a website where all this information is at, Bill?
Yes, it would be Mountain Institute CTED. And all the information about all of our programs with the breakdown of what the students will learn and certification is in there by program. So I haven't counted the certifications, but I got two pages of them here in front of me.
Amazing.
So it's broken down by program, so you'll see exactly what industry certifications will a student will earn while they're in the program.
Well, it's a great opportunity. Great
it
opportunity.
Is.
So glad to have you on the show.
Well,
glad to meet you. Welcome. Glad to have you here, and I look forward to having you back so we can talk more, because I think this is another, we could talk another hour.
There's a
great
lot of
asset we have
tech.
Here.
So
that is Mountain Institute CTED, or Career and Technical Education District. Bill Steitler is the CEO, and we thank you for joining us here on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're good. Great job. Right. We'll be right back here at KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com. It's Talk of the Town Prescott Valley.
It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Plus phone repair to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop into Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries plus free installation. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is one of my favorite people in the whole community, Norm Davis, Director of Public Works, whose team there is the most amazing guys ever. They did a phenomenal job with Christmas decorations.
Didn't they? They really enjoyed
doing
it.
I'm telling you, they lit up that Civic Center better than ever. Every year it gets better and better, but it was just incredible, Norm. It was so gorgeous, and I had so many people, because we get them coming in and calling to the chamber because they're, you know, people moving here or just visiting, and said they were so impressed what we do there and proud of our community. So, you know, hats off itself to you guys.
Just a nice quality of life we have here that people do comment. The community I came from doesn't have that.
I know.
Well, every year the streets guys enjoy doing that, come up with something a little new. And
they do.
They truly enjoy it. They do enjoy the feedback.
I love it. That I'd go by there. I'd have to go to, you know, the Civic Center, drop papers off or stuff like that. And I'd always talk to them as they were setting them up. And they were just always happy. And then they were taking them down. I said, oh, end of another year. I was talking to them the other day. But next year they were telling me that because they couldn't work on the police department this year because it was under construction. So they said, oh, next year.
They'll have something planned.
They have a vision.
Yes, they
and
do.
And I love the passion about it.
It'll be new and exciting. They really take it to heart.
And, of course, their help with us on Valley of Lights. They're, you know, always working and helping on keeping that roadway open. And it was a crazy year for Valley of Lights, but, you know, we make it through our partnerships, and we appreciate everybody, too. So good stuff. What's going on with the
roads? It was a great holiday. What's going on with roads?
Yes.
I think the biggest news is our partnership with the police department with the hands-free.
Okay, let's talk about that. People have been seeing signs go up.
Of course, yes. In my world being streets, we did put up the signs last week. You might have seen them at all the major entrances to the subdivisions, and Gloucester Hill Road has one on the north end and the south end.
Right.
And then, of course, we partnered with ADOT and have signs on the highway. So you probably saw them last week.
Yes.
Because it says hands free only.
Right. So, now, what does that mean, technically? Do not use a cell phone.
They have got some restrictions, but basically, don't use your cell phone in driving. Don't text and drive. You know,
right,
it's dangerous.
Right.
You know, there are some good uses on hands-free, like when you have your device and use one of the software programs to find directions. That's a good use when you've got your cell phone telling you anticipate a turn. I think that is safer vehicle operation. But texting or talking on the phone is just too much multitasking. Driving's too important.
Right, right. And I don't know how people text and drive at the same time anyway, because I can barely text sitting still. But talking on the phone, you know, you got this drive, and you're, especially when you're going from, let's say, Prescott Valley to Prescott or vice versa, long drive on 69, let me call and check on the family or my sister back in California or whatever, you know, and suddenly now you're on the phone and not paying attention.
Yeah, any amount of that, I think, is just too much multitasking.
We call it distracted driving.
Distracted driving is a very good term. So in the transportation industry, we've been seeing way too many accidents. I call them the lane departures. How does somebody leave a full lane and run across all the way to the other side? So it's getting to be, we're seeing some troublesome crashes. So I hope with the campaign now that people start paying attention how much you're on your cell phone when you drive. Just wait till you get there.
Well, and it's the law. So right now, it's went into effect, what day, January?
Saturday.
Saturday. And there's a grace period. Obviously, it's not a grace period. You can't do it. You will be pulled over, but you'll get a warning.
Right.
Unless you're really obnoxious about it, and then you can get a citation. But then, really, starting March 1st, it's a citable offense, and it's $100 for the first offense, but it can go up to $2,500.
But keep in mind, I think what we want corrective action. We're not after giving people a ticket. It's be responsible.
You know,
operating a motor vehicle.
You know, we all say corrective action, but now you have to give a consequence if you do it. It's like kids, you know? I mean, let's not do it.
Or whoever, you know, if you're picking up your kids from school and you're busy and they have activities, just make sure you're safe.
Well, they say that you can, you know, if you have to use your phone, pull over the side, pull in a parking lot or, you know, make a call or, you know, if you have to send, I'm on my way, you're running late, text somebody, just to pull over, get off the roadway and do it and then get back on the road.
Keep in mind, cell phones have a lot of advantages, but the flip side has been we've seen increased accidents. People use them too much while they're driving.
Right. Well, that's now it's in effect all of Yavapai County. The county has it and every municipality in the county.
Right. So the county led the way, and then all of us had our own local ordinances within our incorporated limits. So, yes, it's Yavapai County-wide now, which is nice to see.
And I understand the state is close to following.
They've I think we've been a good lead, been the particular pilot area to say, yes, it's acceptable by the public. So why not make it statewide? I think I saw something that we're one of three states that doesn't have a law in the books. And yet I think I read that. So
well, California had it for years and years and years. I remember taking a trip to California and I was lost. So I decided, well, I'm going to call my girlfriend, and I'm on the phone and I'm driving. I went, oh no, I'm in California. I can't do this, you know, and I'd pull into the driveway of a parking lot area so I could finish the call. I said, I forgot. I'm not in Arizona anymore, you know, so. Again, it's just, and I think it's going to take just reminding people, but it's a serious problem, distracted driving. It has resulted in fatalities, and, you know, that could be you, you know, if somebody else is doing it. So, you know, let's just all understand that it's a law, and don't use your phone when you're driving.
Absolutely. So we'll hopefully bring about corrective action.
You put up those signs to remind us. So what else is going on? That's the biggest thing. So, you know, distracted driving.
But as always, we've got some streets projects coming up. So you'll see a heavy construction season, not only with the current growth in Prescott Valley, seeing roads built in the subdivisions, but we've got some good projects coming up throughout Prescott Valley, been on the books. One of them is Viewpoint Drive.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to improve the Spouse Viewpoint intersection. That's actually out for bid right now. And then real excited, we've got a partnership with Yavapai County on Sunset Lane.
Yes.
To add the additional lane and the pedestrian enhancements along the roadway, and plus a roadway rehab. So we're working with the county on that. That's a big job that's actually been underway about for 6-8 months now with even a utility relocation. So to say it's starting up, the roadway improvements that you can really see. But any time we do a big roadway project, all of the utility improvements are an important part of it. So
right. Is it going to be cleaned up? Is it going to be cleaned up when you finish, like similar to how Robert Road looked after we did all that work on there with, you know, the it's all underground and there's curbs, and because that's beautiful.
Right.
So is that what's going to be Sunset's going to be like?
Great example. Navajo, Robert.
Wow.
So we've been telling the public we've done those projects. So during construction, it's inconvenient at times. Mm-hmm. So use a different detour route. We're going to be out there probably for full year with the roadway improvements, but it'll be so nice when it's done. A nice thing in Prescott Valley, there'll be very well-marked detour routes. That's the nice thing about the Sunset Lane project is if you have a destination through there, there's plenty of other adjacent side streets. So we ask all the residents, even on the adjacent side streets, to be tolerant of the construction, because obviously if you've got a detour route, we can get it done faster and more safer for the construction workers.
Right.
But it will be a nice route when it's done. And plus have those pedestrian enhancements and that safety turn lane in the middle. So we've been seeing increased traffic. It'll be a good improvement when it's done.
Oh, it's going to be extremely well. Driving Sunset, you know, at night, you just feel like it's so dangerous. You know, you're worried when you hit somebody or something on the right. You've got cars coming at you. It's very narrow. So that's going to be amazing. So anticipate another year, you said?
No, it's going out for bid here in another 30 to 60 days. So
it'll take about a year?
Right. It'll take about a year from
there.
So,
okay.
This time next year, it'll be pretty well complete and just finishing up the last little details on getting the roadway completed.
Excellent. You guys are so busy. It's nice things start happening when weather warms up.
Yeah, another
up, you know.
Smaller project, some more pedestrian enhancements. We got a community development block grant, and we're getting close to adding sidewalk to Civic Drive, basically from the Civic Center there to the east to Windsong. So as always, when you can find a funding source, it's nice to put those pedestrian enhancements in place for mobility downtown. So
now with that development going in on Windsong between Lakeshore, it's
it's a senior center?
Yes, and memory. Anyway.
Senior care center.
They're going to enhance that too, right?
That's part of growth pays for growth, so they're responsible for an additional lane and the frontage of the curb gutter and sidewalk fronting that particular property.
So that's going to be beautiful when that's done too, because I know the CDBG grant had done the other side a couple years back because we were happy about that. Now my friends that have to take a walk, they can be safe. I was always happy about that.
And incrementally, we continue to build, connection point. This time last year, we were talking about the Long Look sidewalk that went from the high school where we left off a year ago, and that went to Bob Edwards Park. That's on the north side of Long Look, so fronting those residential homes there. So nice thing was that was a community development block grant. So each one of those improvements adds a little better mobility.
Beautiful.
And it's obviously a better, safer mode of travel for the non-vehicular traffic, which is always nice.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the one we've talked about in the past, that we all did that community. You did that community survey and talked about those roadways, the left turn lanes. What did you call them when they're non-marked and you can make a left-hand turn into certain ways, specifically Pathway and Glassford Hill?
Right. We've talked about that. We did a study last year. We looked at some of the safety of Glassford Hill Road with increased traffic and what we can do for the best condition for safety. And, of course, we were seeing some crashes at the Pathway intersection of Frontage Road up near Highway 69. So it was a recommendation. We have taken it to the public to get the buy-in, but we're going to put a meeting restriction in. I call it a diamond, basically, but it's going to restrict lefts out from the side streets or driving completely across all six of those lanes, which is, with the number of vehicles per day on Glassford, really not doable. So I think it makes nothing but sense. And this way, too, we'll have just better mobility and less crashes, which it'll make the situation much, much better.
Right. Yeah. I keep waiting for that one because, you know, having our office so close, we hear those crashes at times, you know, and it's like, ooh.
Yeah, and it is data driven when you say, and most of the public we talk to says, well, yes, of course, you know, it was an allowable movement when there was less traffic on Glassford, but it's time now to restrict some of those access. And of course, go up and make a U-turn at the signals that have been added. So that's what we've looked at, even with the Long Look intersection, taking that to 9 lanes. You know, it's a good place to, you know, go up and make your U-turn if need be and don't risk yourself. So you still got plenty of mobility downtown to get to where you want to go.
Well, and just with the development out there, you know, at to the north end of Prescott Valley, Glassford Hill, then eventually the new Jasper Project and all of that, that does change that. I mean, you're constantly having to look how you keep up with growth and travel patterns and traffic.
And we do study that. We get professional engineers and studies to do that. And we take public input to say, what do you think
about this? You mean you just don't make it up?
You don't make it up. No, in fact, the other one we're going to move forward with next year was at Granville Parkway South. We've seen some crashes there, so we've got a good option there to put a median break in and make some safer left turns there. So we've taken that to the public in the last year. So that'll be at Granville Parkway.
Granville Parkway South, which is south of where the traffic light is, which is the north side.
The north side.
So that's where I come out at all the time. Actually, most of the time I come around to the light because that's so dangerous in there unless you hit the middle of the day when, you know, there's not so much traffic. Yeah, you're right.
Sam, we'll put a meeting restriction, but what you can do, you can turn right. And then what we're going to do is actually put a left turn to make a U-turn about halfway between there and the next light. So be a much safer condition. And you only don't have to go out of your way quite as far, about 800 feet. So we're hoping to put that into place in the coming year, too. So all part of what we do, we study Glassford, study the crashes, study what's the safest condition, bring it to the public and said, what do you think? And the majority of people said, yeah, that makes good sense.
So safety is at the forefront of a lot of the studies that you do in this work.
Always is in, you know, my particular business and what we do with our partnerships with other agencies, you know, ADOT, with what we look at, in addition to the police department, you know, their feedback's important to us too. And the public's feedback's important too about areas that we can make safer due to growth over time, more traffic.
Right. Well, I know we focused on roads and that's always seems the biggie for you, Norm, but actually Public Works does a whole lot more in not just the road work.
Yeah, that gets the most focus, but, you know, our facilities department, they do a lot of things. They were part of the holiday lighting, too. They have their little portion of what they do. So what's nice is staff really has a buy-in on all the holiday lights. So, yes, the facilities guys, they take care of the corner and do something new and exciting every year.
Yeah, you've got a great group over there.
Yes, I do.
So do you have all this information, like road improvements or the work that's being done on your website?
We do.
So people can follow along, say, you know, how long is the viewpoint or sunset or whatever is going to be going on?
Yeah, and we look forward. We always have an exhibit that explains it in short order of, well, show me what it looks like. And, you know, we always have a nice exhibit that shows the improvement.
Oh, okay.
But likewise, we're looking forward to going to the home show in May or any time we can reach out to people and tell you what we're doing in your particular area.
Right.
We just got done with all of our budget open houses. We did 5 of those throughout the community. So I'm always there to talk about roadway. So we've you know, had them at, you know, some of the major subdivisions in addition at town hall. And as always, we're always out there trying to get feedback from people, let you know what we're doing and what we're spending your tax dollars on and what's coming up for improvements and why we're doing it.
Well, so if you're listening and you have any compliments or you have any concerns or you have any suggestions, you can go right on pbaz.net, the website, and you can communicate directly with Public Works and they'll get back to you and
And we do encourage it. We don't call it complaints. We call it requests for service. We're not out driving around looking for things. If you see a stop sign down or want to know, need some maintenance, we're happy to take that. And we do a work order, and no different. You order it up when we come serve you and send you a letter. So, and we look forward to people's phone calls. That's how we find out about it.
God, you guys are great. You take good care of us. I like living in Prescott Valley. I'm a happy girl.
We do, and we do like serving our residents, because that's really what we're about, and we're small enough, I think, we're able to accommodate people and tell them this is what we can do for you.
Right, right. Well, I hear that a lot. People feel very comfortable and feel listened to here. So,
there's always a threshold of funding, but I think people are understanding of, yes, most of them are very reasonable of what a service level is, and we're happy to provide it.
Well, you've got a plan, and you're working through it, so... You know, as we go along, things are done, and then something new is added.
Well, you covered that before. We do have everything on our website, but we're happy to explain it in a telephone call or any time we can get to a community group. Like, say, the budget open houses was real productive for us to talk to the public about projects we got coming up and explain it to people. So when we do start, you say, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Makes good sense to me, and that's what they're doing. We've
no
all
surprises.
Had public input. No surprises. Never does as much good when we start actually turning the dirt to say, well, we never heard about it. Try to reach out to people and reach them however avenue it is. Even with our particular insert with the utility bills, we try to put projects in or in public works or other news of, public interest.
Or even live on radio here at Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
Absolutely.
Norm Davis, Director of Public Works, Town of Prescott Valley. Thank you for joining us here
today. Thank you for having me, Marnie.
Love having you every time. You're always full of good information and things that are going on. And community-wide, we get to know what's happening. So thank you so much. Short break here. We're going to listen to the news. And when we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or so, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Firefighters in the Prescott area were able to stop a grass fire from spreading on Monday. Central Valley Fire Authority Fire Marshal Rick Chase says the fire was fanned by high winds.
Temperatures were cool, which helped keep the flames down, but it was a very quick moving fire due to the winds. Estimation on the acreage is about 300 acres plus.
It's unusual to have a fire like that at this time in the winter.
In the wintertime, just due to the dryness and with the fine fuels, the light grasses that we have up here, but it's definitely unusual that we had a fire that grew to 300 acres at this time of year.
Three Prescott fire engineers are now fire officers.
Engineers Jeffrey Archer, David Haskell, and Conrad Jackson have successfully completed the process for the professional fire officer designation. Prescott fire officials say the program is designed to recognize individuals who demonstrate their excellence in such components as experience, education, community involvement, and technical competence. This voluntary program also uses a comprehensive peer review model to evaluate candidates seeking the credential. The Commission on Professional Credentialing recently gave the designation to Archer and Haskell. Jackson became credentialed after the October Commission meeting. The three are now part of a group that numbers only 447 fire officers worldwide. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Mostly sunny, very cold and windy, chilling late tonight to a breezy 22. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, then warming Wednesday to a sunny 51, Thursday and Friday to 56. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime to a breezy 26, then a mostly sunny and breezy high near 57 tomorrow, up to 63 Thursday and Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
At Cherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Cherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome to Talk of the Town with Prescott Valley's Chamber Spotlight on Business. We were chatting away in here and I got sidetracked. Miss Bill's cue got me cued in here. Anyway, my first guest is Kimberly Alberon. She's the owner of Home Health Healing and Juice Plus. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you, Marnie. Thank you for having me on today.
Good to have you. So, Home Health Healing and Juice Plus, you've got the whole package together. Better living, good life.
Yes.
So I'm a physical therapist, and I've been on my own health journey as well. So people look at me and say, oh, you probably are so flexible and you can eat whatever you want. And that's not true. About 5 years ago when I started working as a physical therapist, my husband and I worked together, and we were eating Papa John's pizza and Taco Bell and staying up working long hours and just, you know, being really stressed out. And our health kind of took a toll at that point. And at the same time, working with a lot of patients in practice with chronic pain and noticing that they were not eating healthy foods and high levels of stress and not sleeping well, I decided that I better change my lifestyle in order to be healthy for a long period of time and be able to practice my profession.
Mm-hmm.
And so about 3 years ago, I was introduced to Juice Plus. It's a whole food nutritional product, fruits, veggies, berries, and a plant-based protein. And we now have an omega, vegan omega blend. It's an algae oil. And started that and changed my diet. And I just saw these tremendous changes in my energy and started losing weight and felt so good. And I wanted to learn more about why those changes took place to better help my own self and my family and my patients that were struggling with chronic pain and chronic disease. And so I became a certified health coach in 2016 and have just been on a journey of learning more about nutrition, learning more about stress, healthy living, exercise. And that's where I came up with Hope Health Healing. People need to feel that there's hope for improving their health. They have to have that hope first. Start regaining their health back through whole food nutrition, stress management techniques, and movement, whether small or large movement and exercise. And that's what I want to provide to our people in the community, help them learn more about themselves, about what they can do to improve their overall health and wellness, so that they can have that healing. And that's so important because so many people don't feel like they can heal, and really they can. It's just a longer journey than they realize and anticipate. And with doing the whole food supplementation can help with reducing inflammation and improve. We have cardiovascular studies and studies on cancer and things like that. So that is my goal, is to help you learn about yourself, learn tools and techniques that you can take with you and carry on with you throughout your life, and just help you gain the quality of life, health, and vitality that you're desire. And that's my passion.
Mm-hmm. Somebody sitting here would look at you and say, oh my gosh, you look amazing. You know, you're just this like petite, tiny little thing, and not knowing your history and the journey you've gone through to get there.
Right.
So therefore, you're wanting to share what you've learned to help somebody. Because I think the hardest thing for somebody is to start.
Right.
And you're that person to be there to help them start.
Right. And with
support them.
Right. And with my background in physical therapy, we can also look at individuals that do have chronic pain and assess them. And so I go, my scope is a little bit broader in who I can work with and have that education behind me.
Mm-hmm. So what's somebody's first step?
Somebody's first step is to give me a call. And my phone number is area code 619-808-3987. They can also look up the whole food nutritional products and contact me through my website at kalbaron.juiceplus.com. And that's K-A-L-B as in boy, A-R-R-A-N as in Nancy, juiceplus.com.
And you can start your year.
And you can start your year.
It just takes that first step. And I have to say, I've done this a lot of times, that having somebody like you to get you started and continue and support you on that path, you can be successful. But you have to make that first commitment, make that first phone call.
Yes, and I've seen lots of success in my practice and with my customers and clients, and I'd love to be able to help you get started.
You're awesome. I keep talking to her, you know. I'm just thinking, okay, you know, a little bit of support might be a good thing, you know, especially as you age. You change your perspective on I can fix anything when you're young. But as you get older, there's certain things you need to start looking at a little differently. So, Kimberly, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Marnie.
Kimberly Alberlon, owner of Hope Health Healing and Juice Plus. Again, your phone number one more time.
619-808-3987.
Okay. Also joining us here, my friends Nancy and Brian Biggs, owner of Prescott Home Realty. Hello, you guys.
Hello.
It's been a while since you've been here.
It has. We're delighted to be here.
It's
thank
good to
you
have
for having
you.
Us.
You are like the premier young entrepreneurial real estate folks in town.
Wow. Thank you.
You guys have done amazing
thank you so
jobs.
Much. And we're not
you.
That young.
I know you look young.
We just eat well and we talk to Kimberly a lot.
There you go. You know, you're following Kimberly's lifestyle. So what's going on in the real estate market?
Well, it is fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's start with that. It's booming. We are just going gangbusters. The market is hot because we have low inventory and a lot of buyers out there still wanting to move to our wonderful Prescott.
Yeah. I was asking you earlier, I said, where are they coming from? And you said all over.
Yeah, we have some buyers coming out of California, of course, and they're either wanting to retire, or even we had a young couple coming to start a new business here in the construction industry, which is certainly booming here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to get into a nice house in PB20 with their family. We have other people that came from Florida to get away from the hurricanes. And, of course, people coming up from Phoenix trying to get out of the heat.
Uh-huh.
And then we have our share of people that are already here and know how wonderful Prescott Valley is, and they're just moving locally. They're going to a smaller house, maybe one story. Maybe they're going to a bigger house, growing family.
Okay,
it's they're just coming in every direction.
Wow! So you guys have been busy.
We have. You know, most years we do between 30 and 40 transactions a year, just Brian and I. And we're very proud of that. It keeps us going. But last year, we've brought in another new agent. So we now have two agents. We have Mike Ryan and Alex Hope, and they are both going gangbusters as well. So it's wonderful. Very exciting time to be in the real estate business.
Yeah. And a lot of houses are selling.
Mm-hmm.
So during the peak of 2004, 5, and 6, I had the most houses in a year that sold were about 3,900. And last year, 4,100 homes sold in Prescott.
Wow.
In the whole area of Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So historically, we're near the top of level of numbers of sales.
And then from an actual sales price standpoint, we are 9% for, and this is a stat for site-built homes only, 9% above sales price from the peak. So
we're
values
above,
are higher
above the 2006 peak prices right now, which should be music to the ears of some people who have been waiting.
Who bought their house in 2006.
Exactly.
And then watched it go.
It might be worth, you know, at least or more than you paid for it.
Yeah.
And we're
time
actually
to consider
up 80%
selling.
From the bottom of the market, which is a huge comeback.
Wow. Yeah. Well, things were really rough for a while there. And when somebody once said to me, we were talking recently, they said, oh, the people buying homes here, they're buying them for rentals. I'm not seeing that working the chamber with all the visitors and people that are coming in. They're moving here. What do you
right.
do? You see a lot of them being rentals?
Some, it's not as many.
Right.
At the bottom of the market, a lot of investors were picking up homes and renting them. Now, because of the price point of the homes, it's very difficult to make a return on investment from a rental standpoint.
Right.
And if you look at duplexes and triplexes, there are almost none on the market because it's such a cash cow for those owners. It's not worth it for them to sell them. And at the prices that they would sell them, it's not worth the investors' money to purchase those.
Right.
The rental market is really still impacted. So I'm very encouraged by all the new apartments that are being built, especially down by the movie theater. I think that will revitalize that area.
Mm-hmm.
And but homes are being sold to people living in them, which is really nice.
Right. Well, that's what people like to hear, that their neighbors are going to be their neighbors, you know, and making that investment in community. So where's your office located?
So we're still in Prescott Country Club, 1177 Old Chisholm Trail, down in Prescott Country Club.
And do you have website and Facebook? And how's somebody going to call you and
sure.
say, I want to upgrade, I want to downsize, I want to I want to bring my sister here.
The easiest thing to do is just go to PrescottHomeRealty.com. So www.PrescottHomeRealty.com. Or they can give us a call. And Nancy, your phone number
is 928-273-7113.
And Nancy is the official broker, so she's happy to take your call.
Call me first.
And then talking about your business is in the country club, but you serve us all, the whole community. People want to look everywhere within this county. You're going to help them out.
Of course. Absolutely. We sell in all of the Quad Cities in the area.
Great. Okay.
Although Prescott Valley is our favorite.
Because we love you, too. Because we find you guys special. You've always been dear friends of mine and always enjoy to see
you
guys.
Thank you. Ditto. Thank you so much.
Good to see you. And you've got to go see Streetcar Named Desire.
We absolutely will.
Okay. Thank you. Brian and Nancy Biggs, owners of Prescott Home Realty. And again, also Kimberly Albron, owner of Home Health Healing and Juice Plus, for joining us later on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley Chamber Spotlight on Business. We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we'll be closing out the show. You've been listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.9 FM, and KQ&A.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. We just received our first load of super light Gulfstream travel trailers. At only 2,300 pounds, they're towable by most six-cylinder SUVs. They're nicely equipped, including air conditioning, awning, and microwave. The best part is they're only $148 per month. That's right, only $148 per month OAC. Come check them out at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on Highway 69 in Truewood.
Price based on 2,500 down, 144 months at 5.99 APR OAC. See dealer for detail.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And thank you again for joining us today on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I want to thank my guest, Bill Steitler, Chief Executive Administrator, Mountain Institute, CTED now, Career and Technical Education District, Town of Prescott Valley Public Works, Norm Davis, talking about roadways, and remember the new distracted driving law has gone into effect, warnings until March 1st. And then after March 1st, then it will be citable, just letting you know that that's new for 2019. And then our chamber spotlight on business, home health healing, and Juice Plus. Kimberly Alboron, you're looking to make changes in your life. Obviously, this might be your first step. And then Prescott Home Realty, Nancy and Brian Biggs, owners. If you're looking to make that kind of change in your life, maybe they're the folks you should call. We always appreciate our guests. And I'm happy to have Bill Monroe in the studio today working with me. It's been a while, Bill. We've had some fun, and we look forward to being back next week. Next week, we'll be having Kim Grant, principal of Mountain View Elementary School, and then our new mayor, Cal Palguta, whom I'm sure many of you met last week as he hosted his mayor's show. He will be joining me along with our chamber spotlight on business. So lots of good things going on in Prescott Valley. Just be safe out there and have a wonderful week. And we'll be back next Tuesday with more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. Thank y'all and have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.